This is TWiT.
We were looking for something that you might be able to paint because people need to paint their homes all the time.
Yeah, okay.
We ran across this, which is glow-in-the-dark paint. What we imagined when it arrived was something about this sized, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You looked at the, we don't have to show the Amazon ad again, but you'd imagine that it'd be about this,
like that.
This you know, that's what it kind of looked like in the in the image. And here it is. No, I'm kidding. This is not the size. It actually came. This is the size of paint that we got. If you didn't notice on the article.
You know what? I was talking about anti-fouling paint is $330 a gallon.
Yeah.
So I noticed that it said half an ounce.
Half an ounce is what we got.
$10.
If you expected to get even a shot glass's worth of paint, you were wrong. Oh, and the other funny thing is that gallon.
Well, you
they
know
do
what?
Sell it in
there
the gallon.
There you go, Chad.
$500.
There's your bargain.
If you didn't know, we've always had an emergency Gizwiz gadget, the 2x4, in case for some week I don't have a gadget. So we're actually going to take our friend the 2x4 and use him to kind of show off. Show off the glow.
That is one lucky 2x4, I'll tell you.
So
just show. Is there no priming or anything?
Maybe. I don't know. This is the Gizwiz. We don't have a paintbrush. We just have Q-tips.
Oh, my God. This show, really.
But the consistency of this is kind of interesting. It's a lot less like paint and a lot more like a cream. It's really difficult to describe the consistency of this. I'd expect to paint it on sort of with a brush.
Could I wear it like sunscreen?
I'd expect to put that on a bagel.
It's just very. I actually do have a brush here.
Oh my gosh, a brush. I love the fact that you have work gloves, you have safety goggles, we have no paintbrush.
Yeah, we had no paintbrush. I don't know what masterpiece I'm painting here, but I was actually planning on making a smiley face, but I just kind of went off the rails here. Here, we'll try to fix this up. He'll just be a little glowy there in the center. We went ahead and painted some of the studio, so we have some footage of that while I'm finishing up my masterpiece over here.
Wow.
This is the technical director's desk that we're painting. We use Q-tips for this.
Oh, what a great idea.
So the idea was that, the studio lights would be shut off, and you'd want to see the side of the technical director's desk, and so that we use Q-tips for that one. We didn't quite have paintbrush technology discovered. We hadn't quite spent the sim points yet.
Who did the masking job? That's great.
That's me. That was me. So here's our smiley face board, which you can finish Tim up. Looking good. Looking good. So let's go check out. This is of course not dried. So we have some areas of the studio that we have painted and is dried. Whoa, I'm stepping over my stuff. And we have a flashlight. So we have a handheld camera. We're shutting off the lights. Let me go ahead and close this as well. And let's check out some of the areas that we've painted. First is right here on this camera cage. We wrote down high. So here's it. This is, I think, it passively done from the studio lights. Or did you just hit this? Oh, and then Jeff energized it a bit. So if I take this LED stick, which we've had, we can hit it for just a little while with this light and then take it away.
So it's getting energy from any kind of light?
Yes, any kind of light. And we were pretty impressed.
That's pretty nice.
We had hit this before, and it does stay energized for quite a while. And then also over here, we have Jeff energizing right now the bottom of the technical director's desk.
Okay.
So the TD desk didn't. This was a lot thinner of a paint job here on the bottom of the TD desk, and so it didn't. It doesn't stay energized quite as well. Can kind of see them there. Now this corner of the desk a lot more than the rest. We gave it a lot more layers.
Okay.
So the thickness of the paint is definitely
Wow. That end thing is really bright. That's
right.
Yeah.
Right. So all in all, we this amount of paint that we did with kind of the not so good stuff, one corner that was really good, and then the high, that was about a fourth of an ounce of paint. So you can, and there's Josh.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Josh. Oh, you know, do Josh's teeth.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Do his teeth.
Who has a toothbrush?
You know,
let's do this.
Sure, we got one somewhere.
That's the only way we can get them to brighten.
And then Jeff and Alex are over here, and they're, oh, my God. Cut to the product shot pretty quickly, if you would. He's making a sandwich with it. Yeah, that's it's a little hard to tell, but
wow,
that is
glow-in-the-dark peanut butter and jelly.
Here, if you cut to the product or to the handheld, I think he has a little bit better. Yeah, it's actually glowing.
Oh, wow!
On the don't. Oh God.
And now,
you know, it definitely does not say non-toxic.
Blair Witch Modern. Blair Witch Modern presents the Giz Whiz.
Wow. So, that is our half an ounce of Ultra Glow, glow-in-the-dark paint.
So you would say it's good for, like, safety things, but you'd never do a room with it, right?
I don't think so. And we're giving it, we're able, like, we're energizing it right before you see it on a camera, which we're making sure to rake up so you can see part
of it. Okay.
We have pictures from this morning. It's okay. It's okay. It is a little bit impressive. This is his photos from this morning. It's a little bit impressive. There is another.
Okay.
Is that the first
coat? The company may want to use that in an ad. Is that okay?
That high.
OMG, right, Chad says it's a little bit impressive.
It's a tiny bit impressive. Like, you might be able to show it off to your friends, and it'd be a tiny bit impressive. Look at that glow, folks.